Hello, listeners. I'm Jamie Johnson. I work at Securian Financial on the Creative Services team. With me today, we have Lydia Gillick, Vice President of Employee Benefits Products and Solutions and Group Compliance at Securian. Lydia, thanks for joining us today as we talk about the changing ideas of family and what companies are doing to address the evolving landscape of family-building benefits available through your employer.
Thanks so much for having me today, Jamie.
Okay, so let's get right into it. We're looking through all this research about employees changing definitions of family and how that's impacting benefits that employers are offering to employees. And one of the first things that jumped out at me was this quote from a Gen Z employee about how the definition of family is expanding. They said, "Family are those who surround you with love and support. That may be relatives or chosen family." And it got me thinking, how are companies handling these changing ideas of family?
That's a fantastic question, and I think it's a challenge for a lot of employers, to be honest. The research that we've done and that we're looking at really digs into how the definition of family is shifting, going beyond the sort of traditional nuclear family, and now we're talking about single parents, LGBTQ plus families, multi-generational households, even people who consider their pets to be really integral members of their households and families.
Okay, so we've got this beautiful expansion of what family means. But it sounds like workplace benefits might be lagging behind a little bit?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly, I think. You see this cultural shift towards these broader definitions of family. It's been slower to be reflected in workplace policies or even in legal recognition by governing bodies, and that can create tension, especially when it comes to things like benefits. For instance, a non-traditional couple may be legally recognized as a family in one state, but not in another, and that can make it tricky for companies to operate across state lines to actually provide equitable benefits for their populations.
Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense. And on top of that, I'm guessing there's a lot of pressure on employees when it comes to building families, no matter what form that takes.
Oh, absolutely. The research really highlights the immense financial, mental, and social pressures that people are facing. Take the financial aspect, for example, and 64% of employees say that the current economic conditions, such as inflation, job security concerns, and cost of living, affect their decision-making about starting or expanding family. And nearly 40% of employees reported a negative financial impact from factors associated with family building.
That's understandable. The cost of living is up, wages aren't always keeping pace, and then you factor in things like student loan debt. I mean, it's no wonder younger generations are feeling the squeeze.
Yeah. There was one millennial woman in the study who mentioned feeling pressure to have children because she's the oldest of seven and her parents wanted to be grandparents, but she doesn't feel ready and she feels like that decision should be entirely hers. Similarly, I'm an only child and get similar pressure from my parents to produce an heir.
Okay. So I bet that is a relatable feeling for so many people. So how do these family building benefits, or the lack thereof, come into play here? Are we seeing a disconnect between what employees need and what employers are actually offering?
The research does suggest that there's a big gap between the benefits being offered and the benefits that employees are actually looking for.
What are those missing pieces? What are employees hoping to see more of?
It's really interesting. With more and more people delaying starting families and different types of families, we're seeing a shift towards comprehensive coverage for fertility treatment, adoption, and surrogacy come up a lot. There's also a growing need for elder care support, especially with more people caring for aging parents while also raising children of their own.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like traditional benefit packages just aren't cutting it anymore.
Right. And that's where things get interesting. While some companies are beginning to offer more inclusive benefits, others are struggling. They may want to support their employees, but their legal limitations, budget constraints, and just the sheer logistical complexity of trying to meet such a diverse range of needs, it's a lot.
So it's this push and pull between changing society, employee expectations, and what companies can realistically offer. But what about the companies themselves? What are the HR departments saying about all of this?
Well, HR professionals are very aware that benefit offerings need to be more inclusive if they want to attract and keep top talent. They're seeing the changing demographics, the diverse family structures, and understand that their benefits need to reflect that.
Okay, so this sounds like a balancing act. How are companies handling that balancing act, trying to be supportive and progressive while also being financially responsible?
Some companies are choosing to absorb the increased costs. They see it as an investment in employee well-being and retention. You know, happy employee, happy employer. And other companies are exploring cost-sharing options with employees, like flexible spending accounts or tiered benefits plans. It's about finding creative solutions that work for everyone.
Okay, so we've got employees feeling the pressure to build families in a world where families don't look the same anymore. We've got companies trying to keep up by expanding their benefits, but facing legal and financial challenges. But at the end of the day, are these benefits actually influencing people's career choices?
The data suggests that's exactly what's happening, especially among Gen Z. 83% of Gen Z and 77% of millennials say that family-building benefits in the workplace are important to them. Younger employees are actually prioritizing employers who offer these kinds of benefits. They're looking for companies that walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
It seems like family-building benefits are moving from like a nice-to-have to a must-have, especially for younger generations. So what specific benefits are they looking for? What's at the top of their list?
The research showed that offering comprehensive parental leave is important, and not just for biological parents, but for adoptive and surrogate parents as well. We found this is a major draw for new recruits. One company actually saw a 20% increase in qualified applicants after expanding their leave policy.
Wow, 20%, that's huge, right?
There are definitely some encouraging trends. For example, the average length of paid parental leave has increased significantly in the last 5 years, going from 8 weeks to 12 weeks. More companies are also covering things like fertility treatment and adoption assistance. Infertility affects 1 in 6 people globally, and until recently, there has not been much support offered for employees navigating infertility. So yeah, fertility treatments and adoption assistance are a big one that employees are looking for and some employers are starting to offer.
It sounds like companies are starting to understand that supporting employees through these major life events can benefit everyone in the long run. There's something else I noticed in the research. It seemed like there's a growing need for benefits that go beyond that traditional focus on children.
You're picking up on an important trend. HR professionals are seeing an increased demand for benefits that support employees who care for elderly parents or adults with special needs. Think of that sandwich generation, those caring for aging parents while still raising their own children. Some companies are expanding paid leave policies to include elder care, offering flexible work schedules and providing resources for caregivers and even counseling services.
It is encouraging to see companies recognizing that employees have responsibilities outside of work, like caring for aging loved ones, can be incredibly demanding both physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. And it's not just about elder care. There's a growing awareness of the need for better mental support for all employees, regardless of their family situation. It's about understanding that employees don't exist in a vacuum. They have lives and responsibilities outside of work that inevitably impact their careers. And companies who recognize that they're going to attract and retain the best talent are the companies that are going to win.
So we've got this constantly evolving landscape of family building benefits with employers trying their best to keep up with the changing needs of their workforce. Okay, let's put on our futurist hats for a minute. Based on what we've seen so far, what are some potential game changers?
One area that's ripe for innovation is elder care. As the population ages and as more and more people find themselves, you know, sandwiched between caring for children and aging parents, then demand for elder care support will only increase.
We've already seen companies starting to offer things like elder care leave and flexible schedules, but it sounds like there's a potential for even more. What else could be on the horizon?
Imagine a world where companies offer subsidized in-home care for elderly parents, access to specialists like geriatric care managers, or even on-site adult daycare centers. These benefits could be a real game changer for employees juggling those demanding caregiving responsibilities.
That would be incredible. It would provide so much peace of mind and support for employees. What other areas might see some exciting advancements?
Mental health support is another one. We talked earlier about how stress and burnout are affecting everyone, and the research backs that up. Nearly 70% of employees reported experiencing burnout last year. So in the future, I think we'll see companies offering more preventive mental health care, personalized support systems, and resources for families dealing with specific challenges, such as infertility or raising a child with special needs.
So it's about moving beyond just acknowledging mental health and actually providing tangible resources and support that can make a huge difference in employees' overall well-being.
Exactly. And I think flexibility will continue to be a major focus. You know, remote work, flexible schedules, the ability to adjust work arrangements as needed. These will become even more essential in attracting and retaining top talent.
I mean, it makes sense. The flexibility gives people more control over their time and allows them to better integrate their work and personal lives. And technology will likely play a huge role in that.
Right. Absolutely. We're already seeing companies leveraging video conferencing, project management software, and online collaboration platforms, you know, to support remote work and flexible arrangements. And as technology continues to evolve, these tools will only become more sophisticated and accessible.
So it's about creating a work environment that supports employees wherever they are and empowers them to work in the way that's best for them. But technology is only part of the equation. We also talked earlier about how vital communication is. How can companies ensure that employees know about these benefits and feel comfortable actually using them?
That's where personalized communication comes in, instead of generic brochures or confusing websites, right? Imagine a company providing a digital platform that tailors information to each employee's specific needs and circumstances.
That would be so helpful. It would cut through the clutter and make it so much easier to find the right information.
Exactly. And this platform could go beyond just information. It could connect employees with experts, provide access to support groups, offer financial planning tools, and essentially create a one-stop shop for all things related to family building and well-being. And at the end of the day, it all starts with normalizing conversations about family. Employees should feel comfortable discussing, you know, their family needs and asking for support without feeling judged or penalized. It means celebrating milestones, offering congratulations on a new baby, or acknowledging the challenges of caring for an aging parent. These small gestures can make a huge difference. It all comes down to recognizing that employees are not robots. They're human beings with complex lives and a range of responsibilities, responsibilities outside of work.
And ultimately, supporting employees' families' lives. It benefits everyone when employees feel supported and valued. They're more engaged, they're more productive, and I'd imagine more loyal to their company.
It's a win-win situation, and I think that companies that truly embrace that philosophy will be the ones that thrive in the future.
Well, that's a great note to end on. Thanks for chatting with me, Lydia, and thank you, listener, for this deep dive into the world of family-building benefits in the workplace. We hope you learned something new and came away feeling inspired about the future of employee benefits. Check out Securian.com to download the white paper to learn more about this study or for more employee benefits industry insights. Thank you so much, Lydia.
Thank you, Jamie.